The World This Week. Politics.
Italy's nationalist right triumphed at a general election. An alliance of three parties headed by Giorgia Meloni's Brothers of Italy won a solid majority in both houses of parliament. Ms. Meloni is all but certain to become Italy's first female prime minister. Though her party has neo-fascist roots, she has tried to present a reassuring face to voters. She promises not to ban abortion or gay civil partnerships and to stick broadly with Italy's economic reform plans, as agreed with the European Commission in Brussels. The markets seemed relaxed about her victory. Explosions caused leaks from two underwater gas pipelines linking Russia and Germany, Nord Stream 1 and 2. The supply of Russian gas to Europe was unaffected, since Mr. Putin had already halted deliveries via Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 had never won permission to operate. Russian media blamed sabotage by America or Ukraine. Others suspect the Kremlin was behind it, perhaps in the hope of frightening Europeans into reducing their support for Ukraine. Japan held a state funeral for Abe Shinzo, a former prime minister who was assassinated by a lone gunman in July. The funeral divided Japan. Though Abe was a giant on the world stage, he was not universally liked at home. Many Japanese were angry at the cost of the funeral and at links between the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, to which Abe belonged, and the Unification Church, a religious group that some describe as a cult to which his killer attributed his anger. Pakistan replaced its finance minister as inflation soared, driven by fuel and energy prices and a weak currency. The new man, Ishaq Dar, has held the job three times before. He promised to control prices and cut interest rates. Hurricane Ian bore down on western Florida. More than 2 million households lost power as surges of water caused flooding. Ian had earlier hit Cuba, knocking out electricity across the entire island. It came a week after Hurricane Fiona crossed the Caribbean. In Puerto Rico, an estimated 244,000 people are still without power. Fiona's remnants battered Canada's Atlantic provinces and eastern Quebec, causing widespread damage. The IMF predicted that Guyana's economy would grow by 57.8% this year. The discovery of oil in 2015 has enriched the small South American country which borders Venezuela. The IMF thinks that oil production will double this year.